In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. This is not the first time in Lent that we hear of a comparison between Eliseus the prophet and our Lord. It was only a short time ago during Lent that we heard this, and it was fact only three chapters ago in that same Gospel of St. Luke. I dare even further to propose another parallel, more mysterious, with regards to the name of the place where our Lord goes today. For we are told in the Gospel, at that time Jesus went to a town called Nain. It is a mysterious name because it is only by Luke, and only in this one place, that this town is ever mentioned in all of the Bible. Nevertheless, this gospel passage today is compared to a passage from the Book of Kings. Once again, it is paired with a healing performed by the prophet Eliseus. The last time we heard of Eliseus, it was, again, compared to and brought up by our Lord in the Gospel, was only three chapters earlier, and it was with regard to the Syrian Naaman. Strangely, it seems that the name Naaman, and indeed if we look in the original text, we find the spelling invites us to do this, it would seem that that name Naaman is related to the name of this town, Naim. Both of them have the meaning pleasant or delightful. And it was our Lord who tells us that a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And mentions that it was a foreigner, someone not of the Hebrew race, Naaman the Syrian, who was healed. Today again, we hear of Eliseus healing the son of a Sunamite woman. And just as was the case with Naaman, who had been told by Eliseus the prophet to bathe seven times in the Jordan and so be cleansed of his leprosy, a prefiguration of the cleansing we receive not only through baptism, but then in turn through all seven sacraments, once again, we have a prefiguration of the redemption from sin that will come, the restoration to life that will come alone through Christ. For we are told now that the prophet goes in to the room of this son who has died, and it says that first he placed his rod there, and then placed himself on top of the child. It says he put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he bowed himself upon him, and the child's flesh grew warm. This is a prefiguration of the redemption that will come through Christ, which is why it is compared to the healing of the widow's son at Nain. The action of the prophet here, which we study in detail because we are indeed amazed by all the details which the scripture recounts for us, prefigures the redemption, the restoration to life that will come through our Lord being stretched out upon the rod of the cross. The gospel which is tied to this passage of the Old Testament today is a very celebrated one because we hear it two other times during the year. We hear it again on the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, and not surprisingly, for the feast of Saint Monica, when we can almost touch, almost sense the tears that must have been in the eyes of Saint Augustine, who preached on the gospel and whose sermon we place on that feast day in the Divine Office. For St. Augustine tells us that just as this widow wept over her son, but then rejoiced in his restoration to life, so our mother, the Church, rejoices in the restoration of her children to life through penance during this time of Lent, especially through sacramental confession and a fervent Holy Communion at Eastertide. This theme of restoration to life will reach a certain culmination tomorrow on Lazarus Friday, when we hear that very touching gospel from St. John about the resurrection of our Lord's friend Lazarus to life. And now, before we enter into Passion Time, we, along with the people cited in the gospel today, rejoice in the coming of this new prophet among us, one who is a prophet even more than any prophet, for he comes not just to prefigure the life that will come through grace, but even to confer it himself by his almighty power as true God and true man through the sacraments of the New Testament.